Papa? Okay, now I touched on that first slide there where I showed the ideal behaviour, the concept of fractional distillation. So we had two components in the mixture. I said you distill out the more volatile component, the one with the highest vapour pressure first, and then the second component will come off. Now we can describe the vapour pressure then above that binary liquid mixture in terms of our route flow expressions as the total pressure equals the sum of the two individual components. Looking at the some numbers then, if we have got benzene with a vapor pressure of 95 torr and toluene with a vapor pressure of 28 torr, we will have our liquid composition at 50-50 and the vapor in contact with that at equilibrium then the ratio will be 77-23. And that's on the basis then that benzene has got a higher vapor pressure at that particular temperature. Now in a practical sense, it's used in petroleum refining. Here we have got crude oil coming in from a heater. It goes into this big multi-stage fractional distillation tower. And in each of these stages then, you'll see that we have got little holes here that allow the transfer of vapour up to the next stage. Now finally at some point we start collecting material. So at this point here, we're collecting material that boils between 315 and 370. So this is the lubricating oil fraction that's coming off the tower. Higher still, we're up to kerosene at 150 degrees it's coming off. And then finally up here is our gasoline, which we feed through a condenser. That material is collected at 38 degrees and then the gas goes off to be collected still. The concept is then the more volatile components will get further up the distillation tower before they condense. The heavy stuff will be collected down the bottom. You can see down the bottom here we collect the asphalt tar components, which are coming from the bottom stages of the distillation process. So I think most of the petroleum refinery work is done down in Brisbane for the state. There's a lot of plant. If you have a look, if you're flying into Brisbane the next time, sitting on the outskirts of town. Here's a little video thing of it happening. You'll see there's our material being collected as it goes up through the different stages. Now that indicates it's sort of in a batch mode that it's done. It's actually a continuous process and they're collecting all the time. But it's relying on the fact that the vapor pressure then we're always collecting the more volatile components.